Website Committee Meeting, Windsor over Peachtree, February 26th, 2007.
Okay, how about we begin? 6:30. I only had three action items from last meeting. I have me report on me speaking at the floor captain's meeting. See how we did at collecting visual materials for design, and talking about what we've learned about that HomeNet platform and what we can do with it and what we want to do next. Are there any other items that we should address? What's that?
I don't know of any.
Okay. You good, Jason?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. I'll interject that, I'll start out with the floor captain's meeting. So that was Jessica's doing. That's like a subcommittee of the communications committee.
It happened?
I'm off for Lewis or something. I need to make sure I talk to her.
It happened Sunday. It was scheduled, I think, for 6. They rescheduled it the day before for 2.
I'm not getting her email.
Okay. She did ask about that. She's like, he's that Ace and J address, right? It's like, yeah, I think that's him.
I must have given it. I mean, she must have it written down wrong or something.
Could very well be.
I'll get with her.
Okay.
And what happened? Anything good?
She posted notes about what happened, so you can check on that.
Okay.
It's just another point of contact. People are getting excited that communication's starting to finally happen, and so that's good. I'll let you guys review that later.
Did she get to put it on the new one? I mean, was she able to do
that? I'm not sure. She definitely put it on the one I was playing with, and I think she intends to put it on the at-home one as well.
So she's aware of it. We're trying to kind of get it.
So, I'll get into that here. I was talking about, so they're recruiting floor captains, and that's still a major effort. That's not just something that happens, so they're still working on that. And I mentioned what I was trying to do, look at the technical, mm-hmm. people are interested in the website, maintaining it, mm-hmm. even if it's just content related, that, and so they're going to, that word will be in their mind as they ask around their floors. And I did get into contact with somebody who is interested in helping out a little bit. His name's Ken something. I guess he's DJ'd the social that happened out here. And he put together a website, I guess, like a couple years ago.
Really?
But he said that it was kind of thwarted down because the developers were still in charge or something, and they didn't like the idea of people talking about the building or something, and so he didn't press that issue anymore. But it shows his interest and his ability, and so he was excited to see what was going on. He said he probably wouldn't be able to make meetings because his schedule's all crazy, but he'd be able to collaborate online. So there's one more person in the mix anyway.
I guess if we're sticking with Alum.net, that takes a... Not that Drupal would look that difficult to maintain, but that's even less, I think, of the learning curve for, you know what I mean? I guess we were kind of thinking if we do the Drupal thing, you're going to have to recruit a team and all that stuff, which I found out later may not have been the case all along, but even now it's probably even be less of a crucial issue to have a lot of people, you know what I mean?
Well, I think originally my interest in finding some people was to alleviate the concern that, we don't want a single point of failure on maintenance of the website, but also we just need people to build the website. We need people to contribute content. Robert kind of he was at that meeting and he proxied his, interest in seeing the website move forward any which way it goes. He doesn't care. And that kind of came from the board meeting, I think. Well, you would have been at the board meeting. So on that, I went ahead and said that I would put up a flyer that announced the existence of our domain name that people can go visit. And I also Yeah. And I just printed those up before I came here, so they aren't up yet, but I'll be putting those up. And basically, it just makes an announcement that a website is up.
Mm-hmm.
We're still discussing what we want it to, you know, how's it going to look and all of this kind of stuff. And also that we have these meetings every Monday at 6:30.
So that...
And the people... What's that?
Was that... If you've got a voice that you wanted that to go ahead and happen kind of thing? Because we kind of talked about maybe...
Yeah, because I never really understood my position in the... I mean, I knew I was kind of spearheading this get-together, but I didn't know if I was in a position to push that out or if we were comfortable pushing out what's currently online. And so what I tried to make clear in the posting is that... in the flyer is that it's a bit under construction, but we want to get the word out, so come on board, and either we'll collaborate online, come to meetings, any which way, but we get it out there. And so, and so that's all for that. Oh, and also, again, the enthusiasm is really good, and there's a couple people who are just like, yeah, let's get the word out, and let's see it in the elevator. So that's going to happen tomorrow, tonight, whenever I get those up. So collecting visuals, I guess, is next. We saw the email.
Email thread.
Yeah.
About the logo.
Last week was very busy for me, so I was just...
Okay.
This week's bad too, because we're doing the National Center for Educational Statistics Conference in the town.
Okay. Well, that's good to know that you aren't just blowing it off. It's just you got other things pressing right now.
On the logo, I was going to ask you, do you have Photoshop?
I don't, but I have other comparable pieces.
Were you able to open that logo?
Yeah.
I have Photoshop, and it works with EPS, which is what that file was, but it could not process that.
I couldn't either, actually. I had to go into that file and hack off some garbage that was at the end of the file, and then it opened up for me.
Is it possible to email me the clean version?
Yeah. But being that I'm using unconventional tools, I wasn't sure that it was my tool set was being more strict about compliance, and I just had to tweak it, or if it was actual junk. So
it does work, though.
I had to hack it. I had to go into the file.
You've looked at it, and it looks...
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if you... Maybe I only replied straight to Maria, but I did voice a concern that it is just an encapsulated bitmap, and it's not the original line art. So I asked her if an original exists, because this just looked like a scanned bitmap. It just happened to be wrapped up in a vector file, but it was just a bitmap. And she said that she wasn't sure, but she would look into it. So I'll follow up with her and see. I don't know who she goes to for that. So that'll be interesting to learn.
I would think they would have it in the Piedmont Management Office. I would think they'd be responsible for hiring a company to do all
of it. I don't know where all that came from. It could have come from the developers back.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff could have gotten passed. So
I mean, if worse comes to worse, I think I can create a raster image. Is that right?
Yeah.
Off of whatever it is with Photoshop.
What this one is now.
A vector image, I mean.
Oh, yeah, and right, do a trace of it.
Your colleague, Jim, that worked on the sort of the, what we were looking at night about putting on the awnings, you make you want to get him and y'all just spend some time, and because I don't think anybody would be opposed to just
changing,
creating. Because, everybody will like that sort of design you did that night on the fly. So, I think if we take something like that and just do it, I think you're...
Can we just do it?
I think if you just do an image, you chip the image over at home, and they'll do whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, I know we can do it for the website, but I mean, just as far as our package of identity goes, we can just say... Because I'm wondering about our name, too. Can we just say, okay, we're changing our name? Or is it, like, illegal? I mean, is there...
Well, we are a legal entity of the Windsor Mobile Peachtree Condo Association. That is the legal name.
Okay.
But we can say this is our logo, or this is our logo.
But there is no logo that I'm aware of.
Except that it's plastered on an awning or a sign something.
Exactly.
But as far as legal things, we don't have any issues.
And right now, they are getting ready to redo the awnings. So whatever we come up with can be what we put on there.
Wow.
So that's one reason that we probably need to go ahead and move that, because we're trying to get a letter out, get the letter out to the homeowners to have the planning sessions for the voting on the enhancements and everything. And then at the same time, we're going to try to vote on the rental cap.
Yeah.
For the homeowner association. And see, one of them, the rental cap is a bylaw change. It takes a 2/3 majority. The other one is a 51%. And we're going to end up, we were looking at that today, Maria and I was. The original assessment to do the upgrades, to do the cleaning and painting and all that kind of stuff, awnings and that, is a $500 average, which that depends on what size you are. Like, we calculated mine today. Mine's going to be $702, okay, because I got the second largest square footage. And so if you look at, which also means that Robert's going to be in that same category, he's got the same pot I have, column I have. But anyway, so it's going to end up, see, my total assessment, because we're going to do the door, change the door, but that is just a flat one-time fee to each homeowner, okay? Well, the final, I think, on the door was $1,071. So then when you add that to my $1,700, see, it's going to cost me about $1,800. And so they're going to try to have that where sometime during March we can have a maybe a Wednesday night, a Sunday afternoon meeting. We're talking about that, and at the same time, we're going to talk about the cap. Yeah.
So that's interesting. Are you excited about that logo possibility from like a design standpoint? Or
I mean, the thing we have now is kind of dated looking. I mean, I'm not excited the amount of time it'll take.
It's too square.
Yeah, it's not. You think Windsor, the word Windsor and wind, and it needs to be something kind of flowing, right, or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, and so are you planning on meeting? Who did you say, Jim?
Jim, yeah, I can get with Jim. Can you? He's already been working on it.
Can you put us as the website committee in that loop? Yeah. I mean, actually, being that we have websites up now, a lot of this should take place on the websites so that we can all participate, and whoever else wants to chime in can do so. I didn't do any other image capture or anything. Did you do anything?
Well, I took some photos this weekend. I didn't have my connection. It was at the office, so I haven't been able to unload them yet. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know what they look like, but.
Yeah, I did fine. You know, I told you, I copied down 2 pages off the off the old, when the developer left. You know, they auctioned the final property. There was an auction site.
Never mentioned that. Yeah.
Well, I got a picture of the weight room and a picture of Bill off of that. Now, there was some panorama views, but I couldn't get those done. Mm-hmm.
Can you post that to the website so that that's available for people to use and reference?
I'll tell you, I'll just email you 2 pictures and put them related to it.
Okay.
Because I got the pictures, I saw them. I'm cleaning up. See, I'm losing. I lost a disk drive. I was shaking. It was my mirror drive. And so I broke the mirror so it wouldn't keep trying to write the bad drive. And I was doing some cleanup the other day, and I found that because I'm in the process of trying to get rid of old stuff I don't need anymore before I upgrade the disk drive to this server.
Good. That'll be nice to have.
And then also, I don't know if anybody followed the link that Stacy or something, whoever Maria was in contact with about the logo, or maybe she was asking questions about the site, I can't remember. But anyway, when I asked her, asked Maria about the logo, she contacted somebody. I think it was about the logo. Anyway, it's somebody from athome.net. Maybe it wasn't about the logo. But she sent a message back to Maria saying, talking about the design of the website. And she sent a message back with a link on it that had the link to their website creator platform thing.
Yeah.
I checked that out, and I'm all fine with. I mean, it has several options, and they're all fairly clean looking. I mean, it's nothing like Breakthrough, but yeah. It takes a lot of weight and time off of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sit here and say, oh, yeah, I'd love to come up with something, but the reality of the time it takes to do something like that is very real.
And it seemed like they were pretty flexible, too. Like, you can say, here's where I want to start, except I want this different better.
Yeah, right. You can just kind of pick around. You can get this menu or this menu and whatever. So,
yeah.
And then they guarantee within 10 days, if you say this is the one we want, or we want this plus this with a little tweak here, supposedly they'll have it done in 10 days, or whatever change you want to make. So if we want to go ahead and if you're putting that note up, maybe this week I can go ahead and email Maria to email
the key,
them.
The key thing that I've always been digging on for websites, and too many people try to get them too cluttered, in my opinion, and too complicated looking, and then they become navigational nightmares and all that. My point has always been, keep it simple, keep it clean, you know, and we're used to doing, we use 90% of the stuff we use in the DOE world and this government world, is we use portals. And the website is just the first level of portal that has no security. And then everything else has got the security. And really, in portals, you have three generations. The first generation is really nothing but a sexy website.
I think you explained this to us last week.
And then the second, you know, is the security added to it, and then the dynamics. And what we found is that you have the little web parts, I think is the current terminology that we used to call them portlets. Okay, but in all of that little clip, it gives you much more flexibility, but you can keep it clean looking. And I think that's a key issue, because it just makes it easier to navigate.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's definitely some clean options on there, and, you know, I'd like to just, maybe I'll email, I mean, if you guys want to be, I mean, if this note's going out, I'd like to go ahead and get that home.net started on putting the chosen layout and color scheme and all that, and then we can add our pictures as we get them.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I'm not sure, we don't have a quote color scheme as a fact, I don't think, other than maybe are we going to try to do something like what they're going to try to do with the building outside, or
I would hesitate greatly to do that. I mean, this place is, I mean, there's a big maroon theme going on in this building and it's stuff, but we need something that looks clean and modern. And so,
well, yeah,
color scheme, we can do whatever.
The architecture control committee should maybe have some input,
and they will. Yeah. I'd like for any of the efforts that we're putting into the website to be documented on the website, so that as people come to the website, they can say, "Oh, people are working on the design. Oh, here's some of the designs they're looking at. I have this to add." I can help in this way or whatever. So I think as long as you document what our intention is and where we are in the process, I think that'll serve everybody who comes to the site and goes, yeah, what's that? And then they go through the content and they say, oh, they're working on it. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So do we think, I guess the question I have is, do we want to go ahead and set up an attractive frame that can be discussed and changed? Or do we not want to move until we get a bunch of input from a lot of people?
I don't think we need a lot of input. I just think if we document what we're doing, it just lets people know.
So we can move ahead.
Yeah.
One thing I've always said, if you get too many cooks in the kitchen, you have a problem.
Oh,
so give them something to look at and then take the comments back.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to go ahead then and choose. And if you guys want to be a part of the selection process, I can email the one that I think is appropriate or whatever.
I'm never one who are really interested in color schemes as much as I am about how maybe the tasks are laid out in the navigation piece, because that's where I have found in my career that people have the most problem with, and once they get it, if it doesn't flow smoothly, they just quit using them.
And to get into this habit now, please don't email us those questions. Post it to the website any of us can subscribe to those posts, so we'll be notified when you push something there.
Okay.
And then it'll be documented, and any new people coming to the site will be able to see where we're at.
Alright, I guess, so when you guys want to... Alright, here's another thing. I'm not going to be here next Monday. I'm going to be out on vacation.
I won't be here next Monday because I got a meeting in Florence County.
So, do we need to, by Wednesday, I'll post this, the one I'm thinking tonight or whatever on the website, or at least post the link or whatever, and then any comments can take place, or you don't like it or whatever, and then by the end of this week, I'd like to have athome.net working on something.
I think that you don't even need to solicit comments.
Okay.
I think if you just keep trucking ahead however you see fit, I think it's fine, just so long as it's available for us to know what you're up to.
Sure. All right, that's good to hear, so I can go ahead and get them
now,
working.
Now, also understand, too, for meetings, of course, next week is the 5th. It's the week after that this place will be tomorrow, because starting on the 5th, they're going to start the plan to replace that leaky hot water loop on this mezzanine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, they're going to take a week to plan it because they're trying to minimize the number of days. The water's got to be all hot water, you know, where it's off in the morning and then back on at 5 and off in the morning and back on at 5. So they're trying to minimize that. And so they're going to do about a week of planning and then start executing, which will probably be the 12th. Is the day that they're going to start actually hanging the new. What they're going to actually do is hang a new loop and then cut it open.
And is that enough? Which this entire floor space would be? Like, we couldn't do it over there while they're working?
I don't know where it's at. So I know it's hung on this mezzanine level.
Who would we check with to see?
Charles will know after next week, after they finish the planning. Pipeline, somebody's doing it. I met with the company the other day.
Okay.
Because, I mean, this is about a 30-35,000 property.
Okay. Good to know. If we don't have any other things, I would like to suggest that I just share with you guys all the resources that I found that concerns the athome.net platform, so that we all know what's out there. Because I spent quite a bit of time learning about it, and I just wasn't sure where everybody else is on, you know, what that is and what we can do and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm going to bow to YouTube, because I've got, on that kind of stuff, what y'all do, and I may look at it to sort of aesthetic and say, hey, maybe we need to change this. Or
so you're there to provide input, but you don't have the time to be doing. Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk, in case you want to bolt out?
No.
Okay. Okay. So I guess we'll officially end the meeting, and maybe you and I will just share what we've learned about.
I have nothing planned, so I'll just come hang around.
Cool.
To hear what y'all say.
Okay. So, did you get that list of links that I sent?
Yeah, I did not check into the, what's it called, the program that runs?
Yeah, it's TOPS.
TOPS.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't check it. I mean, I didn't go past that. You answered some of the questions I had.
Okay.
And I clicked into some things, but I didn't actually dig into it. I didn't have time.
Yeah, I found that very helpful.
And what kind of program is it?
So, athome.net was contracted by a company called Top Software, and they made their claim to fame by doing a desktop-based property management software package.
Gotcha.
And then later, they developed their website package, and it had the advantage that it could tie into existing property management software, and they could upload and do some things like that. They contracted athome.net to be the sales force for the website part of their software offering. And so what I found is, if you want to figure out like what it can do and how you configure it and all of that, the TOPS website is where all the good info is, because athome is just like, we'll do it for you. Right. Which can be good, but right. if you don't know what you can do. So I found quite a few resources that really explain the possibilities that are available for configuring that.
You posted those, right? Those were in that post?
Yeah.
Were you, I mean, what was your initial, after reading it, were you kind of like, or was it like, oh, maybe this is okay, or?
Still pretty I'm disgruntled like I was before. Yeah. I mean, I didn't learn much beyond what I saw up front.
I mean,
and I think, well, but one thing it did allow me to do, I know that officially we're beyond this, but I'm keeping it on the table because I'm not going to be surprised if we come back around to it. Yeah. It allowed me to, you know, you asked, well, if you think this other option that you're proposing is so superior, let's see a comparison. What are we getting out of it that we aren't getting out of the other? And by looking into the top software, I was able to bring up a few points that immediately struck me about how different that system is and how it might impact some of the things we would want to do. And those are in those links that I sent you guys to. So
the first things that, I mean, stood out to me, like within a minute of being on there, on the message thing, is that you proved that you can post links, but you have to know, I guess, the proper HTML to put in before, which very few people in the building are going to know how to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to go about, I guess we could put a little PDF or something, or a primer or something that tells people you can also do this if you're interested in doing it, just for your own information, kind of thing. Otherwise, I don't think anybody will be able to post links. I'm really disappointed you can't post pictures or...
Well, you can post pictures, I think.
But in a different place, though, right?
Yeah, the message board, you can't, like, upload an image attachment to your post.
Yeah.
But they have a document management system that you can post generic files to in that document section.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm imagining the way it would work is you would upload your file to the document section, note that its URL, its location, and then use that in your message post as the link to the image. And I looked at some other existing websites, like other homeowners associations that are up and using the site or that software system, and there was nothing that I saw that suggested to me that there's functionality otherwise. And I looked through the documentation. So I think that's, yeah. And I do think that the linking is so important because one of the main values is, like, you can lay down an idea, you know, here's what a floor captain is, and then you don't have to repeat yourself over and over. You just point people to the page that explains what a floor captain is. So that's an example of one of the shortcomings of that system.
Now that's the kind of stuff you need to put on the list so you can ask the people, how would you do this? And see if they really have a way to do it that it's just not evident.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So either you and I can do that, and I'll post the reply back to the thread that we started asking that question on, and then they can see what we were talking about and reply. I know they have access to our site. I see them logging in as the at-home support team.
Oh, really? So we can make them go to that website to listen to us?
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Another thing, and the links are a little confusing or cumbersome, I should say, because you can't link to content that you have to authenticate to, as near as I can tell. So suppose you post a message and you're like, hey, so-and-so, check out this message. And so you link to that message, but you generated the message while you were logged in, so you're in the resident or private section. When somebody goes to use that link, even though they can log in themselves and see that post, when you go to log in, it loses that where you were heading information. Mm-hmm. And so you log in and then you're back at the home page and
nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go. I'm documenting this, so I'll write all these questions down so we can put together the list. Let me see what other things I had, just as things to talk about.
One thing that you mentioned that you found out you could not set security levels for the admin stuff, like that's only most superior administrator can use those things, I guess. Like stats page.
I think that can be changed, but we can't change it. We need to ask at home to change it.
Because that's a feature that I'd love to be able to check every now and then.
Yeah.
How many, you know, people are going where.
Well, did you, I see. So, well, one thing I did is I went ahead and changed my, what did they call it, security level to an ad, my personal account to a administrator security level, so I would advise you to do the same.
That's what, well, I set up, before those passwords and all were issued, I already set up one like that, but I need to go back and probably use the one they gave me and then change myself to that one. And I guess the other one would delete itself or whatever. I need to delete it or something.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't know what to do about it.
So did you go in with the room number and all that?
I did.
And then changed it?
Yeah, so then I gave myself that security level 1 instead of security level 25.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I did, except I did it before they generated the
codes or whatever. So you have two accounts on there now, the one that got uploaded from the database of the residents and then the one they created.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how you want to.
I'll just
do that.
I'll log in. What? So you logged in with the email that she sent out, and then said this user, which is you.
Okay. Yeah, I used my normal assigned account, and then I changed it, the security level to that of an administrator instead of just a resident. So I can still check out the site, but you can track and see what I'm up to.
Oh, I'd like to hear your I'll take your word for it. It doesn't make sense, but I'd like to just, for my own sake, peace of mind. The Drupal method of at least the discussion part. And you know, I saw that you could post. I think you can post pictures right in your comments, right? Photos or a file. And link to your comment with the file in it. Is that not?
It can be. There's an add-on module that lets you do that. The way it's set up now, though, is pages you can make any number of attachments to.
Yeah.
And that's associated with the page. But comments, you can link within comments, but you can't post a file in a comment.
Oh, really? I thought I saw that Jessica had posted some photos in a comment or thumbnails.
Well, there are photos associated with each user who makes a post so that you can see who made the post.
I thought they were like...
Oh, no. Yeah,
from
no, those
party
were there.
Or something.
Okay. So in Drupal, there's the web page, and then there's the comments that are attached to the web page.
Mm-hmm.
And what you saw... was part of the web page.
Oh, okay.
So the web page allows you to attach files and images. And yeah.
Okay. And we can still do that with our deal.
I believe so. You can't do it in the comment interface.
Right. But it's...
And you would have to... You'd have to know the link. Well, see, I mean, yeah. But I think they may... See, now, on one of the community websites I went to, they had a WYSIWYG kind of editor for the text fields so that you could do some HTML markup without knowing the code for it.
Like Hotmail has over their email or something?
Exactly. Except it only worked in Internet Explorer.
Getting to know this.
And not Internet Explorer 7, I think they said. I think I saw a note that they were working on it, or you had to download a patch to IE7.
There's an add-in to IE7 where if you have a site that has not upgraded, it will actually recognize it, and if it can't run it in 7, it'll drop back and run it with a functionality from 6. Because we had that when I turned in grades at the end of the semester, the university had not made IE 7 work on the grade website.
Okay.
Where all the instructors turned in, and I had to put that piece into mind so I could turn in grades at the end of the semester.
I see.
And then the very next week, they upgraded it, and then you didn't need it anymore. But it's still there in case I run across somebody that needs it.
I see.
So, I've been having some problems with IE7.
I've been doing IE7 since October, and I really haven't had any problems.
Yeah, they certainly have caught up with a lot of the web standards. So that's, I don't know about actually running it, but from a web developer's point of view, it's nice to have people running a better browser.
The biggest thing you got to remember about using Office 2007 is who you're going to share your files with right now. Because if you actually just let it save the document, it'll save it in the new XML format. And then if somebody's got 2003, it won't open. So right now, because I still am dealing with a bunch of people that didn't have 2007 Office, I sort of save everything in compatibility mode versus the real native mode. And then the only ones that we're sort of seeing that's already beginning to save in native mode is all of my contacts at Microsoft, because all of their stuff is coming in native mode now.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to be tomorrow. I'm the luncheon speaker at a Microsoft function.
But I would suggest, too, that as pioneers on the website, that we document these things that we run into. You know what I'm saying? So that other people can say, hey, how'd you do that? And that we can point out anything, too. Because, see, that's the thing that... And I found the at-home.net documentation pretty lacking. Like, the kind of thing, they're thorough enough on the functionality that they've firsthand provided, but some of these questions we have about things that we want to do that kind of aren't what they intended the thing to do, I think we're going to have to document that and educate our users ourselves. What was it? Oh, yeah. Okay. If you go to that that website I've been sending you links to, that one I've been working on, documented the their permission system is really strange too. That probably won't be concern to us now, but I'm going to review it just so that it's in our head as we think about how we want to divvy up a website. It's on a sliding scale. You only can be assigned a single security level between 1 and 100. So there's no way to say, what would it be? Allow a webmaster, say, to tweak the website in a certain way. And not allow board members to, because board members need a certain level of security to see the board only stuff. But you, because it's on a linear scale, you can't have one group of people be able to do one thing and another group be able to do only another one thing, because they trump everybody else's security.
So board members can change the website
if we set it up that way. Right.
Want them to, or if they didn't need to have that, just for example, they're going to have it because they got to have it to get that.
Yeah. So when we're inviting other people to be like admin type people or website designers or whatever kind of thing, we'll have to remember that that gives them board access, basically, the way it's set up now.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any other way we can do it. So I know the board has a concern about access to information and all of that. So we'll have to be mindful of that, that that's a fact of that system. The other thing I noted was that there's only a single discussion board for, you know, there's two discussion boards, the exact same software, except one's assigned access 25 and one's assigned access 50. Mm-hmm. You can only subscribe to the entire message board. You can't subscribe to individual threads of discussion. So that is kind of a bummer feature, in my opinion, because I can see a lot of parallel discussions going on ACC and web and social, and not everybody's interested in everything that's going on.
Yeah, that's what got me, is that there wasn't a place where the communications committee talked, or there wasn't a place where you just all go to the web, go to the discussion board and have at it and try to have some space there.
So what I'm imagining they'd be able to do for us is just make multiple discussion board modules active, mm-hmm. and we assign each of those modules a specific topic, and then they'll be the message board for that discussion, that discussion, and that discussion.
That'll be helpful, at least for every committee or something.
Yeah.
Right.
And maybe the subcommittees within.
Yeah.
Because, see, if you got the communication committee, you really have to have three subcommittees. You got the website, you got the four mm-hmm. captains, and you got the social crowd.
Okay. Yeah.
And so.
So that'll be something. And I'm pretty sure, I didn't look to see if other websites were doing that, but the way I understand their system, that shouldn't be a problem. So we can ask them to do that. And just to contrast that with the system I was working on, it allows you to subscribe to not only individual topic discussions, so, you know, the barbecue happening next week or whatever, but then it also allows you to subscribe to different categories, which the content is categorized to, so that you can be interested in a topic instead of just a particular discussion. So that allows people to balance out how much specificity they want to subscribe to or not.
One of the better ones I've ever seen of that is an outfit called Polyconomics.
Polyconomics?
And it's an economic type and political science type together. And I was very active in it a number of years ago. And we actually, you know, we would carry on these major economic discussions, and there'd be people from all over the world involved in these discussions, you know, etc.
Yeah, it's a great tool, and I hope we can bring that same kind of communication to our site. Yeah,
the old guy used to do that. He was a political economic reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I put that up, and he wrote the book in the mid-70s. That's one of the classics about the way the world works.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah,
and really good.
And then, just to go over some other notes that I took, the other thing that I noticed was that it's going to be a challenge organizing the site, I think, and so we should talk about that as well, especially as people start coming on board and talking. The way I understood it, there was the discussion boards, and there were the documents, and those basically were the two main avenues of knowledge capture. So you could kind of look at the document section as like the static web page section where, you know, yeah. And then the message board section as the conversation. I think, if I understood it right, the documents can only have two levels of hierarchy. So, and that, I think, is going to be super important, because that almost, I mean, even though that's not integrated into their site navigation, that's going to be a primary way that users navigate information. So, like, you know, I'm a realtor, I'm coming to the Windsor, I want to know what your amenities are. Mm-hmm. You know, well, where are they going to go? We can break out individual pages to be linked from the menu system, And so some things, maybe like the amenities, is going to be popular enough that we want it up front and in that navigation list. But there's going to be a lot of information that people are interested, you know, what's the rules on visitor parking or whatever. This stuff needs to be documented somewhere in the site. And I think, yeah, so we need to be thinking about that info architecture kind of stuff. Not only what we want to put on, but how we're going to organize it. And again, just to talk about more why I'm excited about what I've been working on versus what this other thing is we can, the flexibility in organization is much greater because a single document can participate in multiple navigation schemes instead of just being stuck on one place in the site. So if something, somebody can come at it through one path of navigation, I'm a realtor, I want amenities, tell me about the pool, and somebody else can get to it through, you know, here's the social event, you know, here's the swimming pool, only 200 people could be on the pool deck at one time, or whatever, right, like it comes to the same place. So,
but we could have multiple, we can design in multiple links that take you to the same place. So like if we want to store everything in the documents, under the documents, so if you click on the documents, everything will be popped up.
Yeah.
Or you could click on in the menu,
that may
amenities,
be,
and it would still jet you to the same.
That may be the way to do it. That reminds me, they have another module called their links module, and its purpose, instead of storing individual documents, is to just store individual links.
Mm-hmm.
So we, and I think it's intended mostly for external links,
yeah,
but we can have those be internal.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can, but again, there's a hierarchy issue. I don't think you can create any more than one level of hierarchy in
that
list.
It's just a list of
stuff listed.
Okay.
So
what were the two hierarchies in the documents thing you were talking about?
Well, they don't exist now,
oh.
But that's the way that module is. You can set it up for two or three tiered navigation. Yeah.
One of the things from the board that we're working on is we have designed a template for the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've used it this month as the first time since we did it. We did it last month in January. And so the minutes, and so this week we decided we wanted to add a few more details, et cetera. So Joe is working on all that. And then that way, that will become the standard minute template that whoever takes minutes do these things. And then we can post them and all the minutes will look exactly alike.
Oh, so the template isn't online.
No.
The template's like a Word document or something.
It's a Word document that we use, and then we'll log that based on...
And has anybody done that yet? Posted any minutes?
We haven't posted them because Joe was working on adding the additions to the board, but told him they wanted them put in last week.
Okay.
Because we approved the January minutes subject to adding these two or three things in.
Okay.
Format changes. See, one of the things we want from the board side on that, you do not, because the minutes are legal documents, you don't want to get in a lot of detail about what's said. But you do want to reference that in the old business section and the new business section, subject A, B, and C was discussed. That way, if you get 6 months down the road and something comes up, you can always go back and see when was it discussed.
Okay,
that type of stuff. And then if you just take an action on it, then it becomes an action and a motion and what's the motion and all that kind of stuff.
So we would have to put that in the same pot as a bunch of other stuff because we can't form a board. Well, I guess the board...
Well, those minutes would be available to the public.
Okay.
They'd be available to the homeowners.
Right.
Anyway, not necessarily the outside public.
But we couldn't put the minutes under Architectural Control Committee or whatever. Well, I guess the only minutes that get taken are from the board meetings, aren't they?
But hopefully every committee would submit notes of their meetings.
The board does
becomes the legal documents binding the corporation.
Okay.
So the rest of them.
See, every time you said minutes, I was just thinking, oh, it's the notes. Everybody knows what's up. But you're talking like Schedule C Corp, like.
No. What I'm talking about, it is. But it's the formal stuff of where the motion was, who made it, who seconded it, what the vote was.
Right. That's a necessary function of a corporation that they have board meetings.
That's right.
Okay. I didn't realize. I mean, I realized that corporations needed that, but I didn't realize that's what you were generating to that purpose.
Yes.
I got you.
And so you're always trying to make sure that you cover those and you cover things that were discussed, but not, you don't get into John said this and Sam said this type thing.
Okay. Well, and you could, but it wouldn't be official board minutes. It would be notes that board members would make amongst themselves to reference to get business done and everything else.
And then see, for example, at the end of every board meeting, all the homeowners leave. And then we have a motion to go into executive session.
Yeah.
Then we go into executive session, and that's where we talk about everybody's past dues and all that kind of stuff. And then we come out of there and take any action that may need to be taken in public.
So I was going to say maybe so let's see. Just thinking about like some action things that we can do. I was going to say we should start writing down what changes we want to make to the website. So I guess we can do that. And then one of the first changes should probably be that multiple message board thing, because people need to stay informed of the information they're interested in.
What is that? Does that take the form of minutes, like a minutes post that we discuss doing this? Or?
Well, I thought it would be by their message board functionality, like we've already posted to, except there would be a separate message board for, like you mentioned, for the different committees. Like
yeah, I mean, like, you're talking about posting what we want to do with the website. Do we post in the form of a minutes list, like what we've just been talking about?
See, I don't know. That was another thing
And this seems like, it'd be fine.
It'd be nice to have a living document.
It can be more, y'all's as subcommittees can be more. Living document, so to speak, because what happens is you come back to Robert when y'all decide you want to do something, and you get him to bring a motion to the board. See, he has, as part of the board cycle, he as chair of the communication committee, he has a function where he gives his committee's report, and then he can make motions to the board for legal action based on those recommendations.
Yeah.
So y'all can do discussions, whatever, and then that gets rolled up into a formal motion down the road.
And it was even my understanding that the vast majority of things we're interested in doing
is not even required.
Yeah.
That's right. So those you don't even worry about.
That's right. Yeah.
That's, for example, a question came up this week about we got to run a cable, a camera down the fire or sprinkler system thing, and it's going to cost about $49. Well, we talked about it last year. We knew it was coming. We just didn't know where. So we just threw some money in the budget and approved. So the question is, when the bill came in at $45, does that have to go back to the board? And no, it didn't, because we had already sort of included that in the budget. Now, if it way exceeded the budget, then I would bring it back to the board.
So it's just you and me, Jason, right now, to make this stuff happen. Where are you on, like you feel like you can put in, like, 2 hours a week kind of thing, or?
Yeah, probably 2 hours a week you could probably do.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's about. That's probably about.
Would you, do you think it would be worthwhile for us to get our hands dirty, so to speak, in person on the website. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of, you know, you just go ahead and changing the site and doing what you think or whatever, like, do you think there's any value to, you know, coming together and doing that? Or, I mean, I don't really. I'm just throwing that out there. Like, if you, I feel perfectly comfortable getting stuff done, like, you know what I did, you doing the same.
Well, I think the big thing now would seem to be, like, I mean, I feel comfortable choosing the look of the thing. I mean, I can make it clear and simple to use and all that. The big thing, like we talked about, is how we want to agree on how we present the information. So that's gonna steer what menus we have, how many items we have to click.
See, one of the things kind of that we're gonna need during the month of March, so you need to think about this very quickly, is the deal for the renovation and the cap, rental cap. We need to be able to put that information somewhere where people can look at it if they can't come to a meeting, you know, that kind of stuff.
Did I hear you mention last time that you'd also like to see some sort of polling functionality of, like, getting a vote or a feel for who wants this or who wants that?
I think I mentioned it in the form of, like, a survey or...
Yeah.
It was something that what I was trying to think of a way is to curtail a bunch of complainers, if there's a place where they can go and rant, but it rants to Maria directly instead of on the message board, which you may or may not see.
Yeah,
right.
That would be helpful. I don't know if there's a method of doing that.
And I could see somewhere down the road the voting situation come in, but right now I'm not sure that's something.
Okay. I didn't mean for it as an official, like, tally, just as a, I didn't,
How do you feel about it?
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Right. See, and again, I keep running into, you know, take that one example. You have a bunch of functions you want to be able to do. You want to be able to push ideas. You want to be able to solicit feedback. And there's no way, well, maybe this isn't quite true. No, we could probably figure out. I was going to say that there's no clear way for us to put together that three different kinds of functionality into a single place where people can come. Like, here's the spot you go to do with the enhancements.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe that's not true because we can always link to the other resources.
And I wonder if you can link, for example, you can put an announcement on, like, if there's a, what is it? I think there's a thing that's like,
here's
a
the site. So if or, you want, yeah, let's actually.
If there's a, what is the one that's like, board committees. I'm just trying to, the thing you subscribe to a
message board.
I think you can.
Oh, yeah. That. No. Bulletins. Maybe.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, but there's this thing, all right, that introduction paragraph, which we can type.
Yeah.
Could then we put HTML in it and have a link in it as well? So that's another place where we could potentially link things.
Yeah, all of these modules, which are these listed here, have this edit feature description option for admins.
Right.
So we can make this part whatever we'd like,
and it'll have it can have a working link inside of the text.
Okay, yeah,
that's helpful.
Yeah. So let's just review these real quick one by one. User profile is people's changing their information. I've showed a couple people how to log into this website, and one person had questions about the information provided in the user profile because they automatically uploaded resident information like addresses and stuff, and some people were a little concerned that other homeowners had access to that information, so that will be something maybe we want to address. The resident home, I think, is just that, you know, what's new when you first log in. Public home actually logs you out, which kind of throws some people sometimes. online payment is a link to that My Smart Street service. The site search is just a standard site search. I don't think you can do anything other than a keyword search. You can't, like, you know, only search within this section or under this topic. The address book is the list of all of the residents. I'm not sure if regular residents have access.
They do.
They do.
Right now they do.
Well, see, that's something we need to talk about too, is having the different levels. Because there's going to be, eventually, there's going to be differences. There's going to be residents, and there's going to be homeowners type situation where, because your residents may be renters, and that's not really involved in some of the homeowners stuff. So we need to try to figure out how we can add somewhere down the road too.
Well, that's pretty easy. We can assign the address book of something in between resident and board member, and then any lesser or person leasing would get something just below what it would take to look at the address book, so they could still get announcements, but not
right
stuff like that. I think that's facilitate that.
I think you're right, because that's a linear.
See, one of the things we even looked at on the operational side is redoing the stickers for the parking, and then have a separate sticker with an expiration date, because what we're finding is some of these tenants, their leases is expired, but they're still coming back and parking type of situation.
Okay. Sure.
So what we're going to do is, hey, if you got a 1-year lease, your sticker expires at the end of that lease.
I had some confusion about some of these modules because they seem to, like, kind of overlap in functionality, but not quite provide enough functionality to stand on their own.
Yeah.
And the announcement one is a great example of that, where so we can set up as many categories as we'd like, and there's no information about how recent the information is within each category or anything. I mean, you know, you start filling this up, and after a year, there's a bunch of things, but you don't, oh, well, we can go to the What's New section, and that'll tip you. Okay, so that's available. But an announcement is just a static document, so we would probably want to set up a link then to a topic within a message board that allows people to respond to some of the announcements if that's necessary. And this is an example of some of the things that kind of worry me too about.
Well, something we did at the DOE is we have sort of like an announcement type press releases and et cetera, but then after so long they get archived.
Yeah.
And so they come off this list. So this list is always the last 15 to 20, and everything else is in 2007.
And is that programmatic? No. No. Automated, or is that something that somebody's doing manually? It doesn't matter, I guess.
It is automated in some of the content management stuff, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have that automation option here. Yeah, I guess that's another thing that concerns me about the functionality of this site is it seems to beg for a lot of maintenance. Like, so that's going to be true of any website. We're going to need people always. And also note that isn't, there's no advantage that this package provides over any other package out there that keeps us from being responsible for keeping the website.
Right, right.
So it's always going to come back to us no matter which website platform we use. So when people start talking about, like, you know, managing content and stuff,
yeah,
that's us. At Home can't help us with that. We gotta
there is in that the announcements thing.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's understood, but can't you, like, when you post an announcement, it gives you an option, I think, to send out a bulletin under a certain topic, like you set up your bulletin topics for the email bulletins. So one is website committee. When you post an announcement, it says, would you like to send this out through a certain bulletin group? Right. And you can say, yes, send it through this bulletin group, right, and it'll send out the announcement through email too.
Very good. Okay, so if I wanted to do that, I would edit announcements. I'd add an announcement.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember you can do this.
And then there's our, oh, it doesn't archive it, but you can delete it.
It's
automatically.
Hello, RSVP.
This is what you were saying right here.
Yeah, good.
And here's the different ones you set up.
Yeah.
So that's good. So that way people don't have to be subscribed. They'll just get pushed it. Or no, they do. They have to
sign up. Well, they have to be subscribed to that.
Okay.
One thing, though, it should be just a... we should have one of the subscription things should be general announcements. And
everybody.
Everybody's just a subscriber, no matter whether they want to be or not.
Okay. Okay, so that's good. So the announcements are both a way to push information out and a permanent place for people to find things. The classifieds are...
useless pretty much.
Yeah, okay, great. The board committee, so this just explains what committees are out there, and it gives a piece of information about it, but there's no other collections of information. It's just a descriptor. So this would be a good place to put in those permanent links, like here's their message board, here's their announcements, here's their whatever, and it'll click back to all these things.
I was disappointed in that I thought there was going to be a whole host of things you can do underneath the Architectural Control Committee section. But
yeah.
I thought there'd be a message board under it and everything like that.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought too. And so there isn't, but we can point them at the message board. So that's the
and board. And to a topic, you say we can point to a topic.
Anything that has a URL we can link to, so all this stuff we can point to. Although, gosh, see, here's another example of how ugly they're system is. They have all of this exposed, and then this title here is passed as a query parameter in the URL. It's not even part of this, you know, they have this catalog. Anyway. Okay, document. Okay, so then the document section is another place for static information to live. As near as I can tell, it's, I don't know. Here, I'm going to, let's add a category, shall we? Just to see what the functionality is. What shall we call it? I'm going to call it...
let's pretend it's something we don't want renters to see. I don't know what that means.
Oh, well then we would change the security level. But until our users have different security levels, that doesn't mean anything. But you want to set up another one, like 75, that's closer to public but not quite resident?
And the thing where they start out with the security level, what do they start with? Do you know?
50.
Which is a resident.
Okay. So then from that was successfully added. So now I gotta go back to.
Okay, so that's a category though. So that's a. Then once you click on that, you can have 10 documents under that category.
Yep. Okay. So we can't make another category within a category, but we can make another document.
I see. So that's your two-tier thing you're talking about.
Okay, so now these documents have to be, they can't be web pages. They have to be standalone attached documents. Even if they're HTML, we can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be
a link.
No, it has to be a link. That's all it can be.
That's the link where the document resides.
Right, and then you'll upload it, and then they'll be provided a link in the list of, things.
So there's no descriptor or anything? Like.
No, there is. Okay. I'm just saying that, what am I saying? It's going to look like, remember how the announcements had a list of things you can click on? Instead of clicking on it and getting the information, you're going to click on it, and it's going to be...
download the file.
There you go. So, again, I mean, HTML is the... except for plain text, it's the most common denominator of, you know, online documents. So it's kind of annoying that
unless you do some PDF type format or something.
Well, except PDFs are designed for print, and so they don't have the flexibility that HTML has. You know, it's fixed width, it's this size, it's paginated, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's a print format. It's a document, physical document format.
So if you just wanted to browse, kind of... to find something out real quick, you have to download the PDF.
Well, no, you could post an HTML.
Oh, you can?
Document as well.
Okay.
But it would be another document. It would be not within the site. It would come up like a PDF, except it'd be HTML, but it wouldn't be within the site anymore. Well, let's just test it. I'm sure I've got some HTML hanging around here somewhere. here's a piece of HTML. So there it is. So now when we go back, again, it's weird they don't provide like contextual navigation. Like I have to go all the way back here again. They're going here. So there it is. But see how when I click on it, it's a document that's standalone by itself. So it's not part
words in it.
It's not part of the website. So I'll go ahead and delete our little experiment here. So that's the document section. One level of navigation and always external documents, not anything you can browse within the website. Also, one thing that kind of concerns me is that you can actually delete stuff. Like the system I was playing with, everything's revisioned so that, you know, you can always revert back to an undeleted state, and you could, if somebody messed something up, you can go back, because that's going to happen even when, I mean, I don't think it's malicious necessary. It's just like, oh, nobody needs that document. It's like, hey, I was linking to that. Like, you never know who's using the document that you post on the website. So there's not going to be any way to get around that. That's just a matter of if you're able to contribute content, you're also able to delete content. So that's a concern of mine. So let me go ahead and delete my category too. Okay, so that's the document section. E-forms. Now, e-forms, what I understand, are just forms that have preset zones, and I'm guessing the target of it is an email, maybe? Let's see. Okay, description, auto-reply. So they're going to get a... I'm going to have to look into this. I'm not quite... sure of what the target is after people put the information into the e-form where it ends up.
Could be something.
But that could be something that you, the board meetings or board minutes could be a part of, if there were certain things that needed to be a part of that, if the output's reasonable. But it
is it also like a maintenance e-form? What's your problem? Is that not where you would do that?
You mean kind of like a contact form kind of deal?
Yeah, kind of like when you fill out a maintenance request form. I don't know if we have this here.
I think it could be. I just don't know once they hit submit, what happens to that data. Is it just compiled into an email and sent to an address? Or if it gets archived in a database somewhere and you browse all the versions of that form? I'm going to have to look into that.
So that's the new... on the new SharePoint 7 from Microsoft. You know, it's got built-in workflow.
Yeah.
So you can create all those forms and then actually flow the forms by workflow based on where it needs to go for approval.
Yeah.
And then it comes back and does the same thing with content on your website, and actually has the compliance and the retention record schedules built in so that it keeps the document when it's supposed to and all,
exactly.
All that.
Yep, and that's another thing that the system I was working on allows too, which I think is just, it just is necessary for a group collaborating on official kind of documents like that. So that, again, is another score against the at-home solution, at-home.net solution. So email bulletins, did you make these?
Yeah.
So we know what those are. People subscribe to them.
And those were just, I just tried to think of a couple of things, practice all.
And so these aren't documented, the bulletins. It's purely an interface to email. Like, if you make a bulletin, you probably also want to put that maybe in the announcement. Or, wait a minute, what's...
It'll show, I think it may post to a new bulletin on the What's New thing.
Yep.
But the announcements you can post... through the bulletins thing. I'm not sure that it works the other way around.
Okay.
It may, I'm not sure.
Have you sent out any of those, like a test one to yourself?
I don't remember doing this.
Okay.
If I did, I did it right when I created it.
So that's intimate. The email bulletin section is very much linked to the announcement section, but we aren't quite sure how yet. Okay. The events calendar seems rather straightforward. again, it's going to be important that since the announcement is in its own section, that within the announcement itself, we provide links to where people can find out more information or leave messages. So the events calendar you cannot subscribe to, right? So,
well, when you post an event, though, again, it gives you the option to shoot it out over a subscription type or group or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Okay. So a lot of modules use that that list. Okay, that's good to know. The email bulletins list. So the announcements plugs into it. The events plugs into it.
I think the events does. No, I'm just going off of.
Okay.
Or what the other day.
That would make sense if it does. So then we could make an email bulletin called events, and we would just have to make sure whenever we posted an event.
Click on it.
Okay, facilities. A lot of these just seem like rehashes of some of the functionality. They just happen to have a different title. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm thinking that's going to be our main unit of development. Like when we want to describe a certain topic, we're going to take one of these generic things that they use for the facilities list and the FAQ and the reviews. You know what I mean? Some of them are just a place where the documents that live, mm-hmm. they just add up.
Just different names.
I don't think they're any different in the form. They ask you for a description. Oh, no, see, they are. But these are probably what we would ask At Home to do for us. So we can't make these ourselves, but we could design a format like this, and then they would implement the module that had that preset form. And then that would be
become. And what one was this one called?
This is called Facilities. The FAQ section. I'm not going to add a group right now. But I'm guessing it's all the same. It's like you have two levels of hierarchy. We have the main navigation we can set up, and then within each module, there's usually one more layer of hierarchy we can establish, mm-hmm. and then that's going to be our site.
So we'd get around that by making more module or making more of the front end.
I think so. Or having them build custom modules for us, not linking them from here, but being sure that we link to them from content that it needs, maybe. To reduce the clutter. Because like you said, half of these we can get rid of right now.
That's a huge list to try to focus on.
So I think you and I should go ahead and take the initiative next time we're on here and go ahead and start making some of those out. Just write on the message board or wherever. Like, hey, I got rid of these. You know, they're here if we want them back, but we got rid of them for now. Mm-hmm. So the games is done. That's actually a link to somewhere else, which is really stupid. Homes for lease and homes for sale. I think we can hold off on that for now.
Yeah.
Until we have more of a polished presence. The hot links, that was what I was mentioning before, but again, it's just a generic collection of directories.
Mm-hmm. Are there things already in there?
There are.
What is stuff that?
So, yes.
Did you put those in there?
No. This came with the site.
This is like stuff that they think of.
Yeah, it's just part of their preset things or something.
I did add one, I think, like City of Atlanta or something.
Okay. But I'm not sure if the search covers this area. So what was one of the things called? Let's see if we can find it. No results. So the search obviously isn't a site-wide search. It must only be searching certain modules. So that's something important to know, because if we started putting like main navigation elements to our site in the hot link section, you wouldn't be able to find it. I mean, by searching for it. So we'll have to do a little research there. Kids playgroups, it's just another generic thing. I think there's going to be interest in that, but I just think it doesn't deserve to be, like, right up front.
Yeah.
And then if we... Oh, so, yeah. So here's an example of how if we wanted to, you know, add a picture of a kid up here, like, kicking a soccer ball or whatever, you could go ahead and edit that section and we'd link it to there. But the image we would put here, we'd upload the image somewhere else, and that's where I'm not quite clear where we would do that. Probably in the document section. Photo albums, that's going to be enjoyed by all, I'm sure. Message. All right, it's late. 8 o'clock. That's an hour.
Check the mail.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks for coming.
Make one last pass on my speech.